This podcast is dedicated to your personal and spiritual growth. The Pamela Cummins Show will take you on a journey to enhance yourself, relationships with others, your dream interpretation skills, your love life, intuitive abilities, and so much more. Are you ready to begin? Greetings. I'm so happy you stopped by today. This is your host, Pamela. And today I want to talk about how to journal your dreams. And this podcast is based on two blogs that I wrote about journaling your dreams. And the title of these blogs are, the first one is The Importance of a Dream Journal. And the second one is What's the Perfect Dream Journal for You? So let's begin. Have you ever awakened from an amazing dream, thought you would remember it, and then later couldn't recall it or only remembered bits and pieces? This happens all the time to human beings, which is why it's imperative to document them upon awakening. Why? Many people get out of bed with to-do lists. Make coffee, prepare for work, take care of your children, feed the pets, or walk the dog. One thing the majority of us do when we rise out of bed is answer the call of nature. So bring your dream journal with you while you're answering the call. Yes, you can multitask in the privacy of your bathroom. Write, type, or record the highlights of the dream, along with what you were feeling during the dream. Feelings are so important during the dream, so please put that down. Later in the day, what you have written may help trigger more memories of the dream to transcribe. Are you thinking to yourself, why bother with a dream journal? I don't have the time. Here are seven reasons why. The first one is it motivates you to record your dreams. Secondly, it triggers daily dream recall. The third reason, aids in comprehending your unique symbols. The fourth reason, enables you to notice the patterns in your dreams. The fifth one, makes dream interpretation easier. The sixth one, helps to solve problems in your life. And the last and seventh reason is it creates a better understanding of who you are. And isn't that so important to know who you are? I mean, think about it. Often we think, who am I? So now it's time to discover who you are. Okay, now that you hopefully understand why to keep a dream journal, it's crucial to find the dream journal style that works best for you and keeps you inspired to continue recording your dreams. These following seven different methods to record your dreams will assist you to discover your perfect journaling tool. The first one is dream journal apps. Now, I've never used one, yet some people swear by them. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet while checking out on how to back up your entries in the cloud storage to avoid losing valuable information. One advantage of using an app is you can journal down your dream anywhere, even during your public commute to work. Another bonus is that it won't become damaged in a fire or if your pet decides to use your journal to throw up on or even urinate on. Laptop or desktop. Type your dreams into your dream journal file on your computer, which is a convenient way to keep your dreams organized. Create subfiles for your symbols, categories, and possible interpretations to dive deeper into the secret language of dreams. Back up your files on a USB memory stick, your computer, and the cloud store. If you want, you can even blog your dreams. Some bloggers use their blogs as dream journals. Your readers may give you feedback or insights on your dream. An asset of when you blog your dreams is the majority of people won't give you any flack about what you wrote since it was only a dream. Another way to journal your dreams is a recording device. Thank goodness those clunky magnetic tape recorders are a thing of the past. These days, there's a variety of digital recorders to choose from. You can even use a voice recording app on your smartphone or tablet that can be backed up in the cloud storage. If you dislike writing or typing, yet love to talk, voice record your dreams. Who knows, you can even start a podcast. All right, another thing you can use is videos. Perhaps you like to video everything on your phone, tablet, or camcorder. Why not videotape your dreams? You can even upload them to YouTube, Vimeo, or have a vlog. Pinterest. Are you in love with pinning like I am? Pinterest has the option to use sections for your board so you can move pins around the board. Hallelujah! And create a secret board if you desire to keep your dreams private. Or the last one is you can use an old-fashioned journal. There's something magical about using pen on paper. Handwriting your dreams could bring about insights missed in other journal styles. Plus, handwriting does have positive effects on your brain. You can buy a fancy journal or a cheap notebook. Lastly, if you're a multitasker or you're just really unsure of what style works for you, feel free to use more than one method of recording your dreams. I hope this podcast helps. If you enjoy it, please like it and follow me to listen to future podcasts. And don't forget to check out the past podcast. If you have trouble remembering your dreams, I have a free gift for you, How to Remember Your Dreams. That is available on my website, Learn Dream Interpretation, or you can also find it on my shop page of my other website, PamelaCummins.com. Namaste, people, and have a wonderful week and sweet dreams.